Welcome to Procrastination Pod, a 100-day challenge to stop procrastination in the life of Joseph Tame. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. Good evening. It is now actually the 6th of January 2013. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:05, and this is officially the end of the winter holiday. Back to work tomorrow. I'm just simultaneously stretching. That's how much I'm not procrastinating, because typically stretching is one of the things that falls into my procrastination category. And today I caught myself procrastinating a couple of times, but the good thing is by doing this project I'm aware of it, and I kind of pull myself out of it. And once again today, absolutely delighted with everything that got done, including a 16-kilometer run, completing the revision of my life goals list, which we have done for several years now, actually quite successfully. Which is, it's always good to look back on the previous year's life goals, and typically we'll revise them once every 6 months or so, and to look back on them and see what has been achieved and what hasn't. So there's that. I've also once again made a lot of progress with TEDx Tokyo, bringing in people who've expressed professionals who've expressed a real interest in being a part of our community and making it happen. And so I'm very happy with how that's gone. I find that a lot of the procrastination involved in TEDx Tokyo is due to the language barrier. I mean, I speak Japanese, I can read Japanese, and I can write Japanese, not fluently, but I can get by. But the additional thought and time that has to go into that is a real blockage for me. But anyway, also another thing, I sorted out this spammed email account that's been receiving tons of spam, and sorted that out, which took quite a long time to try and figure out how to get into it. I completed upgrading a whole pile, about 15 different websites for various clients. I've kind of stopped doing that sort of work generally, but these are like legacy clients and things, so I was pleased to get that done. What else did we do? Spent some nice time with Ricky, my son. Really had some fun there. The run actually today was once again with the new costume, with the camera on my head, and I did the first part of my latest running art GPS piece, which I'm quite excited about, and I really enjoyed doing that run today. It was bitterly cold. It's been very cold all day, but quite happy about that. And what else did we get done? I can't really remember. A lot of it that's it. Data. I seem to spend a lot of time moving data around from disk to disk, and backing up and clearing disks and arranging for disks to be sent to people. So I'm still a real data monkey and have data all over the place, but in an organized fashion, and dealing with disks that break down and things like that. And I do actually quite like moving data around in that way. So anyway, I need to do more stretching generally, more stretching regularly, and also I need to work on my upper body strength, because I don't think I have a lot of upper body strength, so I need to get back into that. And luckily I have all the weights and things. I think that's probably one of the biggest areas of procrastination that I'm yet to start to tackle, and I have all sorts of excuses. The usual excuse in the winter is that it's too cold in the rest of the house to do that sort of thing, but I just need to get out of bed a bit earlier. But that means, of course, I need to go to bed earlier as well, and it's now nearly 1:10, so really it's time to go to bed. But I mustn't get injured for the Tokyo Marathon, so that's why the whole physical fitness stuff is so important. And I think that's about it then. So I shall leave it there for now. So thank you very much for listening. And The procrastination challenge will continue tomorrow. I think tomorrow is day 4. So, yes, it's all good. All right then. Bye-bye.